Hail, O Holy Comforter. Thy advent is now. Let all enter in to an understanding then of becoming a real person. On this day, when throughout Christendom the consciousness of men are revolving around those events connected with the Via Dolorosa, I desire to charge forth into the atmosphere of Earth the understanding of ascended master reality in accordance with the holy law of divine beingness. Men, in their limited understanding, sometimes and oft conceive of the ascended masters and cosmic beings as though they were not real persons. They have a concept which is totally erroneous, that these great beings do not actually exist except in the minds of men. It is as though the question is being debated all over again as to whether or not, when a tree falls and there is no ear to hear, sound is created. We wish to call to your attention the fact that there are many vain and foolish arguments, doctrines and tenets of ideas which men hold that cause them to become enmeshed in all manner of delusions, whereas the great pure light of God, in its shining forth, reveals the real man in every son of God whom he has created. Ye are made then by the power of his infinite love, and the molding factors of your being were intended to be the hands of the Eternal One who created you first in his image, which is spirit, and then desired that spirit should also control the outer form, and that the outer form, the being and exterior parts thereof of man as a manifestation of God, should come under the dominion of the cosmic identity within. Unfortunately, the ranges of human thought have been limited and stopped by many ideas which men hold to their own hurt. But I am come this day, even I whom ye call Holy Amethyst, to charge forth the vibratory action of the infinite love of God and the memory of the cosmic mother and the memory of Mary, the mother of Jesus, into the world of men, that they may rightly assess the value of an ascended master in this day and age, and therefore come of age themselves in that understanding which will give to them awareness of their own blessed cosmic reality. Reality, precious ones, is the greatest gift that God can give to man, and it was in just that breathing, living hope of reality that he inspired man to live and breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, that man might become a living soul made in the divine image. Is it then the fault of the blessed Creator that men have fallen haphazardly into the pits and delusions of error which have to the present day held the rounds of human creation bound in the viciousness of earth life, which was intended to be the beautiful opportunity of the ages for all, wherein they could master density, form and substance, and control all outer things by the power of the infinite Christ light within? Men and women today, as in ages past, do scoff at the things of God, and they mock at the things of the Holy Spirit, and they understand not the breath of his outgoing into what they have termed reality, but which is in reality the reflective world wherein the domain of God does express opportunity again and again, that men may come to that position where they are able to know and to understand the great tides of reality within themselves. Each and every one of you, destined indeed to play a part in the vast cosmic drama, are parts of God's reality when you are able to seize that which has been called a scintillating fragment of God's honor bright. But when men stoop to do despot to one another, to consider in a suspicious manner that they are acting inconsistent with cosmic purpose, it is to bring about a closing of the door almost with a slam in the face of the eternal purposes that God has destined all to actually accept and understand. These purposes then are revealed to you from glory unto glory, even as by the Spirit of God. You do not seize it all in a moment. It is very much, precious ones, like a jigsaw puzzle. You are given a part one day and another part another hour, and little by little the glorious cosmic image is developed, that which you call the latent image, springing forth into reality, not as full grown, but rather as first the child and then the man that does appear. Let us hope then that men understand that with the appearing even of spiritual manhood, there are certain processes by which men are developed, not only through the initiatic processes, but also through the natural evolution of being, whereby they rise according to the divine intent into that place where the reality and its brightness appears to them as a vision of loveliness, which they often seem to feel is actually the appearance of a great cosmic being, or in some cases, a master. In reality, many individuals have gazed upon their own beloved God presence, their own mighty I Am presence, and have thought that they gazed upon the face of an angel. So great then is the reality of every man that we today recommend to you a greater measure of concentration upon your own blessed divine reality. And I wish to speak a word now unto those among you who have in the midnight hours and often throughout the day called unto those of the ascended masters that they know and love and asked for mighty assistance in directing yourselves according to the divine design. I wish to assure you that when bodily infirmities and the infirmities of age seem to manifest in your world, when disturbances arise in your personality and you are tried sorely by the doings of others, that heaven is watching your ever move, and heaven is standing beside you, and the angels of God are assisting you in every measure possible to keep that equilibrium of consciousness which restores to you the boundaries of the old temple which God created and placed in Eden in the name of Himself for each and every one of you. A temple beautiful, and a beautiful courtyard wherein the tree of life did stand in the midst thereof, that you might then receive the fruit of the tree of life and achieve your immortality, even as you receive healing from the leaves of that tree, which are for the healing of the nations. I am come then this day. I am come then this day. I am come then this day, in order to raise you into a greater measure of your rightful cosmic domain. You say that the life that you now lead is an expression of God. I say that the day will come when, gazing backward in the mirror of life and upon the records of Akasha, that you will feel that this hour was a time when you expressed that which we will almost call not being. For the real person of man has not yet begun to appear, but it shall appear. And when it shall appear, you shall be like it. For that image must, in the individual's own consciousness, come forth, and the realities of that vision must be held by you and sustained by you as a breathing, living momentum of the infinite love of God. His hands must clasp your hands. His hands must be around the very substance of your form, and you must acknowledge their presence, and you must feel that God is revealing to you that awareness which has appeared but in a little measure as a vapor upon a glass and then passed away through an endless seeming round of cycles appearing, which does not produce aught else save opportunity for all. And all must seize that opportunity individually, that their sovereign divine wills also do stand supreme before their presence, and they seek only to express that which God desires them to do. The human will, that mortal individual's will, must bow its knee to the divine will, and God must be all in all, that the glory of the Christ manifestation, appearing first then as the world of form, as the water, yes, as the water and the air are joined, and the earth is perceived as standing in the water and in the air, that men must understand that the individual baptism of the spirit of life itself is the fire that must descend and be claimed by man as immortal birthright, that they must accept that fire, the precious violet fire of freedom's love, and all of the flames of God, which identify with the Paraclete, with the Holy Spirit, and with the manifestation of the cosmic intent. The real person, then, of the ascended masters stands revealed. Part ye the veil, and let us see what we shall do this day. Take the person of beloved Mother Mary, seen also to hold the very body of the infant Messiah in her arms. She to whom was revealed the wonder of his presence. I say to you that she did wear mortal garb and form, that she also in her earth life received criticism from those who were her neighbors and friends, and even in the spiritual Essene community, there were criticisms of Mary many times for certain activities which she performed, which fell beneath the hammer of mortal opinion. But I say to you all that those who knew her and knew her well understood that here was a God aborning, a woman who would become identified with the cosmic mother and whose heart would become very great indeed, a heart pierced with sorrow and a heart pierced with grief that would arise to understand the meaning, come to full measure, of a world aflame with pain and shadow and warfare and darkness and sin and evil and all negation, steeped and brewed as a witch's brew and cast out as poison substance to consume the image of the blessed eternal Christ that she held as a flame pulsating within her arms as a star that spanned the sky. I come to you then this day to call to your attention the radiance of the Christ image that did not die, neither was swallowed up by the flood which came forth from the dragon's mouth, but lived and lives still to proclaim in this America the dawn, the renaissance of a new day when the children of God, the children of all that is real, the blessed children of the promise, from all nations and kindreds and tongues and peoples, shall arise to understand what the meaning of a real person is, when they shall understand that they are real people and that the ascended masters are real, very real. One of the tremendous appearances that Mary made in your own time almost was the appearance at Fatima when the great miracle was performed before the eyes of the three holy children selected by karmic law and recompense to receive a manifestation of this blessed mother. I call to your attention then that those three holy children that received that vision were also in the Essene community and knew her in her state of imperfection, and they were chief among the critics of her at that time. It came to pass then that there was given to their eyes to see her in her glory, in performance and fulfillment of the great truth of God which he has spoken, saying, "And I will bring thine enemies to thy feet, that they may know how much that I have loved thee." Therefore, everyone who has espoused a sacred cause Every avatar, those who have lost their bodies being tossed to the lions in the Roman arenas, and those in this day and age who have suffered because of the opinions of men and the orthodox concepts of men which hold them in despot, shall also find that the day shall come when in the ascended state those individuals not yet freed from the thraldom of the senses and abiding and dwelling upon the earth planet shall also be brought to their feet and shall see how much love God has expressed to them, having exalted them into the reality of their person, into their cosmic infinite reality, whose dawn is now, whose dawn is now, whose dawn is now, now, while you occupy the throne of flesh and blood, when the threefold flame, the three in one, manifests upon the altar of the heart, you must understand is the hour of opportunity. Now is the hour of the appearance of the Christ within the folds and recesses of your own consciousness. You must indulge yourself then in those spiritual exercises which will proclaim an activity of the valiant Son of God leaping forth into manifestation and appearance in your own flesh, even as he has appeared in the flesh of every ascended master and cosmic being, to exalt you then and raise you above mortal thought and opinion, even as the sky is raised above the earth, as the mountains do raise themselves up, and they are crowned with the snow and the snow of purity, and as the shining of the sun upon the snows reflects the glory of that wonderful climactic happening when light descends toward purity, so then must your blessed beings be crowned with the glory and beauty of the living Christ, expressing to you, not in the thraldom of the senses, not in mortal opinions that would raise you to mortal ideas of mastery, but rather the opinions of the presence, when you understand the need to keep your hands off of the ark of being, and to keep your human will and human opinions off of the ark of your own identity, when the vast cosmic ark sweeps as a star across the east of your own being, and there appears to you the great day star from on high, the reality of the Christ image, and there flashes forth through the pineal gland center that light which is the dominant power of the Christ, and the thousandfold light of his presence appears in the thousand-petaled lotus of light, and the very brain becomes a fire and a flame with that essence which cups itself to receive the blessings of the ascension currents and the blessings of your immortal victory. You were created, each and every one, to be a real person, even as Mary is today, a real and a dominant person. I tell you, if you were to see her today in her glory, it would be enough to make the demons tremble, and men too. I tell you that she stands today crowned with all the beauty of her wondrous victory, which has manifested for her in higher octaves of light. And she is not, as some have supposed, a simpering individual who has no light. There are those today throughout the world who, simply because of the proclamation of Catholicism that has upheld her assumption into heaven, have brought despot to her and have said that they would not have her image within their church or within their home because it was idolatry. I tell you that there is no statue or no creation of human nonsense that could ever do justice to this great being of light. And yet I do not find fault with the attempts of men to honor her by having a shrine to her in their home. This is not out of keeping with cosmic law and with cosmic precepts, providing men understand that she is not that image, but the image is a focus which she is able then to surround with her light and the aura of her being, even as she prefers to surround the adoration flame within your hearts. This day then, the day that the Lord God hath made, I proclaim to you in his name, by the power of the violet transmuting flame of Saint Germain, that the energies that God has sent forth from the beginning that compose the very substance of your own souls hold within them as atomic substance the power to explode you into that reality of being a real person and to shatter the matrices of human thought and feelings, to drop the encased mold, to cause the flame to spring forth until the white ash of mortal substance, of delusion and of density, does pass from the screen of your being, and it is replaced by the light from the projector of the mind of God into the world of form and to stand as a real person this day, then the Via Dolorosa becomes a place where you gladly walk and you carry the human carcass along that road and you hang it upon the cross of light and you say to yourself, joyously do I die with Christ this day. And then upon the resurrection Sunday, you recognize that as Jonah himself was held in the heart of the whale, so the Son of Man, the light of man, was held through the 3 days of initiation while the outer man was being transmuted and changed by the power of the living Christ within until he came forth, the victorious Son of Heaven. Go thou then this day, I say, and do thou likewise. Place thy affections upon the cross. Place thy affections and all that is mortal. Let the crown of thorns be pressed into that ego of man, and let him mock then the Christ if he will, for God shall emerge victorious out the tomb and shall show forth his victory over all human nonsense and human opinion, and the reality of the real person shall stand forth for each one who will accept the reality of themselves, for God hath made you, and there is no greater desecration than that you should accept all of the inconsistent ideas that you have accepted about yourself to degrade yourselves and to pull yourselves down. Climb then this Good Friday the hill that leads to Golgotha. Place then your Corpus Christi upon that cross and see it as a cross of light. Understand then that you can say this day of all mortal and human creation, Father, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Return to become a real person. Let his hands guide you. Be not ashamed to show forth his identity. Stand forth in your robes of righteousness and understand that the Lord has performed it this day and that it is his service that is calling forth into action in you, each and every one, a mighty flame that shall endure and shine through the eternal ages as a diadem to his cosmic, infinite, eternal purposes that without end shall carry forth his light into the desert places, the waste places, and the places of life that seem barren until fulfillment shall come to pass. And out of fulfillment, life is born anew upon all planets and systems of worlds like unto your own, where the love of God within all human hearts, beating those hearts, sustains an activity that makes men real people as the ascended masters are. In God's name, I thank you and bestow upon you my flame of love and the purposes that God holds so dear. May you hold them so dear, even as he does.